This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
First off, we saw how phony all this new Flynn news was on Friday. We're proven right that it was a fake news story from ABC News that Trump had been caught lying about when he told Flynn to meet with the Russians. It's all coming up today, but there is an internal war going on that's now going public. It turns out the FBI and Mueller's been criminally investigated for 11 months. They are preparing imminent indictments of Trump and others, as I broke first Friday. That's now in the news. But first, let's go to this John Bound report. I saw the headlines Friday morning about Flynn was ordered by Trump to make contact with the Russians. And then I began to read the ABC News report. I went, wait a minute. These transcripts from intercepts have been alluded to before from December of last year when he was the incoming president-elect. And I said on air, I said, this is fake news. At 11 a.m. when I went live, I said, Drudge isn't fake. When I'm reading headlines off Drudge, he's just linking to the news. But I said, look at the headlines on Drudge. I said, that's fake. Flynn talked to them once he was the incoming national security advisor. Look at that. Merry Christmas, Mr. Mueller. When he's not on tarmacs handing out uranium, or when the FBI is not, you know, trying to cover up illegal Clinton attorney general meetings on the tarmac. Why, Mueller flips Flynn and gets him to plead guilty to lying to the FBI. Report, Flynn says Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Feels president has abandoned him. Prepared to testify against Trump family, White House staff. Now that's what the media is telling us about this information. I followed all this in absolute detail. How they illegally surveilled President-elect Trump. And then they said, oh, watch out, we've got the surveillance proving you colluded with the Russians. And Trump went, really, without a warrant? And you demasked the information? And you leaked it to the news? That's multiple crimes. They went, oh, no, we never did that. Once he was president-elect, they suddenly went, we never did that. We never said that. No one ever spied on you. That's insane. We had that whole controversy. So the minute I saw this, and it said intercepts. Well, I remember the congressional hearings about the intercepts that came months ago. I remember all the reports, and they just hope you get confused in all the minutiae and just tune out and just believe that, you know, Trump's been caught lying when it's all right there. They've already testified on the demasking. They've testified on the FISA court warrants they did get, a bunch of the stuff they didn't get. They just call it intercepts, monitoring, and then they go in and listen to it later. But if they didn't order direct wiretapping, as they call it, which is still monitoring, wiretapping is the old term, then they don't call it illegal surveillance just because you were being surveilled. Just it's all semantical manipulation. And so I knew as soon as I read the news, not just from ABC but other big fake news outlets, that it was fake because they were talking about the intercepts that have already been in the news, they've already had hearings on under oath. And I was like, oh, my God, they're recycling it, but just changing the date to 5 or 6 months previous to that in the middle of 2016, which is exactly what they did. Flynn and Trump deserve
that's right.
Service medals
yes,
for how
right.
good they
Lock
did
her up.
Coming in as the president-elect, the national security advisor-elect, how good a job they were doing, how hard they were working. It's just unprecedented. how they're representing America and getting things done. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break with the bombshell news. And it is bombshell. They are getting ready to indict the president. Watch. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalists and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, on Friday, I laid it out. The fact that Mueller's kept jury of Swamp Things in the District of Criminals is preparing to claim that the president has obstructed justice and have a grand jury attempt to nullify the 2016 election, the political realignment, and the burgeoning economic recovery. That's their stated goal. And you can see the writing on the wall. They want to get this going by the end of the year. They've canvassed the Republicans. The Democrats have, saying your boy is going to be gone by the new year. We, of course, broke that information. And knowing of their plan to roll out this fake investigation and exposing what frauds they are and exposing how staged it is critical to derailing that. And now you see it's been happening. I know from White House sources that Trump's two personal lawyers continue to tell him, you didn't do anything, you didn't obstruct. So you have nothing to worry about. Just don't talk to Flynn. And Trump's done nothing wrong. So he's like, okay, I'm not worried about it. Then one of the lawyers on Friday tweets, as if he's Trump, yes, the president knew that Flynn had lied. So that's why he was fired. Well, back at the time, we were told it was because he reportedly got crosswise with the vice president, and that's why he was fired, but not lying to the FBI. So again, you have the Democrats in bed with the Russians to an unbelievable level. You have this whole collusion investigation going on for over a year and a half, 11 months officially, with Mueller, and there's nothing there. All the NSA transcripts, all the spying, all the surveillance. You see a president working hard. You see his national security advisor working hard. So now they're changing it to, oh, the Logan Act. You were talking to foreign officials in an unofficial capacity. Well, that goes for members of Congress and people under the president who aren't on sanctioned trips. And the Democrats constantly violate it. Republicans violate it. But Trump isn't violating it because he's the president reaching out to foreign leaders. There's nothing there. They're acting like the president gets up in the morning, he's committed a crime. But here's the big news. The DOJ has been investigating the FBI criminally. Mueller and others for 11 months. House Intel Chairman draws up contempt charges against FBI after Stonewall. Republicans prepare for war with FBI, DOJ to file contempt action over anti-Trump bias. Dershowitz, no case for obstruction of justice against Trump. Continuing, is President Trump's legal team preparing for an imminent obstruction of justice charge? Is the question a lot of mainstream media is asking. And you've got NBC News. Dianne Feinstein, Senate Republican probe building obstruction case against Trump. That came out on Sunday. What did I tell you on Friday? It's always been about obstruction. Not that Trump did anything wrong. Not that Trump ever colluded. Not that Trump ever sold out U.S. interest. Everything the Democrats have done in spades, in triplicate, at legendary level. No. They're going to claim the president talking to Comey going, Flynn's a great guy. Leave him alone. Yeah, I hope if he did do something, you go easy on him. That's what a mom would say to a judge if their son got caught reckless driving or stealing pumpkins out of the pumpkin patch. Judge, I hope you can go easy on him. Except Trump's the president. He could have ordered Comey to do nothing. So that's all they've got. And we've got Comey in Congress saying the president didn't obstruct in his opinion, but now they're trying to walk that back and change it. And these are the swamp things. These are the unelected individuals who now are hanging their hat on obstruction and hanging their hat on the Logan Act when there's no evidence of either one. And instead there's Comey and Mueller and others covering up for the Clintons to engage in legendary paper play, not just with Russia, but with over 100 other countries and corporations in the Clinton Foundation. So if they can maneuver this in the media and maneuver this in the culture and somehow sell the idea that this is real, they're going to go with it. By the way, ABC News made the strategic decision an hour after the indictment was already out, saying specifically Trump ordered Flynn to make contact with the Russians when he was president-elect, which is completely kosher and normal, and he should be impeached if he wasn't making contact with the Russians once you're president-elect. They got nuclear weapons. They had their head of their investigative bureau, Brian Ross, went with what he knew he needed to do. And if he's got to be a sacrificial lamb and get suspended for 4 weeks, so be it. He takes one for the team. He goes out there and he says, this says, and my sources say, he did this 6 months before the president was even president-elect, to specifically wound the president and charge up the troops and have hype all over the nation where the people buying into this say, see, we're vindicated, so they finally got a shot in the arm. Because it doesn't matter, it got retracted by the evening. I had people at the grocery store and a restaurant on Saturday come up and tell me, F you, you Russian agent. And they're on the street. I get the emails. I see it on Facebook, Twitter. They're saying this is real. They don't care. So that shows you how dirty these individuals are. I mean, just look at Joy Behar on The View in ecstasy. It'd already been out an hour that this had broken. But they send out the aide, they send out the producer to hand her a card, and then she reads it, and they are in ecstasy. The other harpies, the other banshees, are just in ecstasy with their disinfo and their lies that, oh, during the campaign, Trump ordered Flynn to make contact with the Russians. And they're still running news articles on the Huffington Post and other places saying it's real. They're not retracting it on the Huffington Post. They're not retracting it. No. They're still passing those videos around. And so low-information voters can sit there in a restaurant or in a grocery store to the Trump family or myself or anybody else and walk over and say, I knew you were a Russian agent. You're going to go to prison. And they have congressional hearings and say it about me, too, with no evidence. They say InfoWars gets its news from the Russians and follows their orders. I come in here and look at hundreds of articles, video clips, look at everything. The Russians have very little influence on me. British news has a much bigger influence. That just means where I'm reading news. It's just crazy, but they don't care. They're the globalists. They're the outside power, and they're getting ready to try to remove the president. So here's Joy Behar. Here's Joy Behar celebrating the disinfo that they're sharing. 3 days later, still on the internet, they don't care. Here it is.
Welcome back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians.
Yay! We're going to destroy the recovery. We're going to arrest the president. We're going to have a civil war. Yeah! We're going to destroy America. Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Ooh! Oh! Oh! We're going to kill the country.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Christmas message from the president that upset a lot of Democrats over the weekend. They're so bigoted, they're so anti-Christian, that even the Germanic traditions of the Tannenbaum and things, they want that type of stuff banned if they can, obviously, and tell kids they can't hand out Christmas cards at public schools because there's a separation of church and state. No, the school shouldn't have an official religion, but you can hand out whatever you want. So these are authoritarian dirtbags who want to shut down free speech across the board, but they're failing. And people like Joy Behar last week, the Huffington Post, and hundreds of other publications will not retract their reports about her, celebrating the fake news that Flynn was ordered to meet with the Russians before the president was elected, which could be some type of collusion, perhaps. So the story's been retracted. It was fake on purpose by ABC News. But the Huffington Post and hundreds of other publications, I noticed over the weekend, are still sharing the video and the articles like it's true. Merry Christmas, we're going to give you fake news. Merry Christmas, we're going to bankrupt the country. Yay, we're going to stop that recovery. We're going to kick off a constitutional crisis. Yay, over made-up Russia garbage with a corrupt former FBI director who is submerged in Russian corruption and killed the criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Uranium One, and who was involved with corrupt Russian companies in huge criminal payouts where he didn't even invest in companies but got money back. Mueller is a horrible, corrupt pig who protected the Clintons, protected Obama, took the radical Islamic groups off the terror list. He's basically a Wahhabist, just like Brennan and the rest of them, and he's a monster. So here's Joy Behar, Merry Christmas, celebrating the lie. Oh, and the producer walks out and hands her the card and says, we've got breaking news. Yeah, more fake news that now their low-information voters are still sharing this, still sharing all the celebration clips. And then when they cuss at you on the street, you go, hey, that's fake. Oh, shut up, Russian. You're going to prison. Hey, actually, that's not true. Shut up. I'll throw hot coffee on you. I'm going to tell you F off. You don't talk to me. I'm a god. We're going to screw the country over. You got it, Jones? You got it, Trump? You got it, America? We don't want the facts. Here's Joy Behar.
Welcome back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Breaking news. ABC News Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Again, a celebrating, even if it was true, celebrating wild-eyed. But none of it is. And that's what they do. They celebrate hoaxes. And the low-information voters celebrate being manipulated and lied to. And they're upset the economy's roaring back. They're upset optimism's roaring back. They're upset small businesses are coming back. They're upset. What are they going to do to fly over country if it can't be bankrupted and controlled? And here's what they're really upset about. Again, the President Melania, with one of their Christmas messages on Friday, like throughout the weekend, there was just, this is bigoted. This is hateful. Obama only said holidays. Trump said Christmas. This is a cult trying to tell us what words to use and overthrow traditionalism. The opposite of wanting to have diversity, the opposite of wanting to have tolerance, just flagrant, frothing, speech control, ne'er-do-well, Nimrod, control freaks. Here it is.
Christmas story begins 2,000 years ago with a mother, a father, their baby son, and the most extraordinary gift of all, the gift of God's love for all of humanity. Whatever our beliefs, we know that the birth of Jesus Christ and the story of this incredible life forever changed the course of human history. Each and every year at Christmas time, we recognize that the real spirit of Christmas is not what we have. It's about who we are. Each one of us is a child of God. That is the true source of joy this time of the year. That is what makes every Christmas merry. And now, as the President of the United States, it's my tremendous honor to finally wish America and the world a very Merry Christmas.
And there is the main triggering event, official White House video. Now, if you go to CNN or you go to NBC, if you go to the entertainment division of NBC, doesn't matter if it's Saturday Night Live or doesn't matter if it's NBC News or CNN, entertainment or non-entertainment, it's Trump's a failure. He never got anything done. He's a moron. He's on his way out. That was the CNN headline. Trump finally gets one accomplishment, tax cuts, but right as the Mueller investigation gets shorn up and shown to be credible. Totally uncredible. But they have to admit the one success, killing TPP, renegotiating NAFTA and GATT, the economy roaring back, cutting all these regulations, the optimism. I'm not going to go into all of it. 70% reduction in illegals coming across. But those aren't successful things, the globalists. But they just constantly try to kill exuberance and kill confidence and kill the economy and control everything. They're just a bunch of sourpuss, killjoy, saboteurs. When you officially go in a war and you try to demoralize the other side with transmissions into their country, that's what this is. The mainstream media, the globalist, their whole system is classic demoralization. It's 100% classic tactics to break the will of a people. And so when we're watching all this, remember that. And I know most of you know that. It's why this broadcast is enemy number one to the globalists, not because of me, but because of the guests and the sources and the listenership and the viewers and the activist audience that is interfaced with us, that is aware of how stuff works. That is horrifying to the globalists. But not just the fact that we understand their game plan and how to counter it, but that we also have will and that we're confident and that we've got God. And we're not going to back down. We're not going to give up. We're not going to go away. And now that we're tasting major victory, the fires of liberty are going from roaring to raging. So I'll say it again. Merry Christmas to everybody. And we're going to come back and break down the serious news, though, on so many fronts, and the Democrats getting ready to be the Grinch that stole the American and global recovery. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I've got a special report coming up how the mainstream media is demonizing and attacking Alabamans because they're brainwashing against Judge Roy Moore's constituents, or would-be constituents, isn't working. And so you see the disgusting hatred that the establishment has of flyover country, especially the South, which they see the flyover country of the flyover country. So that's going to be coming up a little bit later today. Also, we're going to get into the historical facts. Is a president truly above the law? Well, the answer is no. But is the president above this type of obstruction of justice that they're specifically talking about when he's in charge of the Justice Department? And the answer is absolutely, because he's got judicial privilege and executive privilege to not have to tell people everything he's doing and everything that he's up to. So he can choose what he wants to and what he doesn't want to tell people. It's really just that simple. And then again, it's up to the voters to hold him accountable or the House of Representatives to impeach. That's where they get the indictment. Then the Senate is where they have the trial. That's the only way, because you'd have the courts always at some county or city or state level or federal level. You'd have some hijacked group run by some out of control, arrogant swamp monster like Robert Mueller, and they're going to decide to get a grand jury that's political to take the president out. A president would never stay in power. They would be removed politically. Take Travis County here where Austin, the city of Austin, is based. They famously have indicted hundreds of prominent Republicans in the last 50, 60 years and get convictions that are almost always overturned. Tom DeLay is a great example. So that's an example of how they can use the District of Columbia swamp monsters or the Travis County system to politically throw out tentacles of control and get away with a lot of crazy stuff. So I'm going to go to this report here that breaks all this down in a moment. Then I'm going to come back from break and get into, is President Trump's legal team preparing for imminent obstruction of justice charges? We're also going to look at the tax reform, the House and Senate version. And we're also then going to look at the largest ever military drill to simulate war with North Korea that's going on this week. Also, Odinga advisor arrested on suspicion of inciting violence. That's Obama's cousin, the big Islamicist. So that's a window into Obama. We're going to get into that report as well. And we're also going to open the phones up and take your phone calls. But again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are our main sites. And more, they're trying to censor those. So when you spread the articles and spread the videos, it really does get around the censors and helps us win in the info war. So great job, listeners and viewers. Please keep it up and plug our local AM/FM affiliates. But here is the report. 71% of Alabama Republicans triggered by the left. Or have they triggered the left? Here it is.
A new CBS poll was released about the Alabama Senate race, and lo and behold, 71% of Alabama Republicans believe the allegations against Roy Moore are false. And those who believe this also believe that the Democrats and the media are behind these allegations. It's also important to note that this CBS poll also reveals that Roy Moore is leading the Senate race in Alabama at 49%, whereas his opponent Doug Jones is at a measly 43%. To nobody's surprise, these poll findings sparked a massive liberal temper tantrum on Twitter. In fact, the 71% of Alabama Republicans' Twitter storm had begun.
I'm sorry if this is rude, and yet it needs to be said. 71% of Alabama Republicans are stupid, and they wonder why people from Alabama get stereotyped, because stereotype is true.
Look,
This goes to show you that 71% of Alabama Republicans also have an IQ below 71. Funny how the numbers worked out on that one.
Is this the same poll that determines that 71% of Alabama Republicans are idiots?
We're going to see who's feeling like an idiot after the election results are in.
71% of Alabama Republicans are white trash with no morals. I think it is more accurate to say that 71% of Alabama Republicans don't know what the big deal is since they have all slept with someone underage at least several times in their lives.
71% of Alabama Republicans believe that an allegation is the term for a group of alligators.
You totally destroyed them. For real, though? You actually think that?
71% of Alabama Republicans are the direct result of inbreeding.
71% of Alabama Republicans are also married to their 14-year-old cousins.
71% of Alabama Republicans evidently still eat dirt when they're pregnant.
It looks like 100% of liberals will be eating their words after the election results come in.
71% of Alabama Republicans have family trees with very few branches.
In related news, 71% of Alabama Republicans are the offspring of brother and sister.
In other related news, liberals are a bunch of condescending assholes.
These 71% of Alabama Republicans are the reason I can't stop in Alabama next year. I have two kids, and I know they'll just get raped there.
To the 29% of people living in Alabama who still have some humanity, leave while you can. Especially if you have children, there is no hope for the other 71%.
Yes, liberals, please leave out of the rural areas and move back to the shithole cities that you guys love to run into the ground.
71% of Alabama Republicans just verified what I've always thought of Southern Christians.
71% of Alabama Republicans are already terrible people, so to see them supporting a terrible person because of a non-existent being called God is telling us what we already know. The South is stupid.
Ooh, stupid. Non-existent God. Well, let's talk about non-existent evidence against Roy Moore.
So I guess supposedly 71% of Alabama Republicans believe Roy Moore isn't a child molester, even when there's a mountain of documented evidence.
By mountain of evidence, do you mean a yearbook signing? Don't you think if there was a mountain of evidence, you'd have enough to criminally prosecute or even civilly sue him?
Dear liberals, screaming insults at likely Alabama voters is working. Moore's Senate is now up 3.2% and 2.5% this morning in Real Clear Politics poll averages. Please keep up the good work.
To the liberals mocking 71% of Alabama Republicans, how well did insulting Trump supporters work for you?
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes, and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Mainstream media, government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, here's what's going to happen next hour. I'm going to open the phones up to people that disagree with myself, President Trump, with folks that believe the Russia narrative. And I know being on over 200 radio stations and some cable and TV stations and having giant amounts of people watching us online and seeing the trolls on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, then this is your shot to call in unscreened, other than where you're calling from, and you know, obviously, that you disagree, and we will get you on air next hour. Now, we're also going to take calls just from folks in general to tell us, what are you going to do if they indict Trump, the District of Columbia, a literal swamp grand jury led by the Swamp King, Mr. Russia Collusion Kingpin Tarmac Meeting, Mr. Uranium, Robert Mueller. What are you going to do if they do that? And how do they think they're going to get away with it when Trump's so popular and none of it's true? And Mueller is now under, by the way, I should make a bigger deal out of this. Mueller has been under criminal investigation. So is Comey. So are their aides. And now that's breaking that they've had an 11-month inspector general investigation of the rogue Democrat-run, Clinton crime machine-run Democratic Party. Now, people are sitting there saying, you know, the FBI has been really damaged, and how dare Trump come out and say the FBI is a bad organization? Trump said it's never had less credibility, and that he hopes it gets its credibility back. We're not saying everybody in the FBI is bad. That's stupid. The point is that at the top, the Clintons, over the last 20 years, filled that sucker under Obama and under their 8 years as well, 16 years, with a lot of really bad people. And now Nunes is looking at criminal contempt for the FBI not giving him information. This is really building towards a head, and it's going to be a constitutional crisis. So, hey, do you think they're really going to do it? Because they've got the indictment of Flynn. We knew they had the indictment of Manafort months before they did. We told you, because we have the sources. And the word is they've got the grand jury ready to indict the president with this obstruction stuff. And that's why they keep putting it out in the news that, oh, his tweet showed this, and his tweet showed that, and, oh, his lawyer says this. So they're gearing up right now. The question is, do they have the huevos to do this? And are they thinking about what it's going to trigger? I mean, this isn't Nixon in the middle of his second term they're doing this to, who they've caught at least doing something. This is the president who's done nothing. They have the NSA illegal wiretap transcript intercepts. It shows the opposite. So now they admit, oh, it's not collusion, it's obstruction, and it's violating the Logan Act. And there's none of that either. The president and his national security advisor can meet with anybody publicly or secretly whenever they want. That's the executive branch. That's what it does. The president could have a secret project building secret weapons out in the desert, and we wouldn't know about it, just like the Manhattan Project. So they're trying to nullify the votes of the American people. They're trying to obstruct the return of our republic. Now, sometimes we get sarcastic callers. When I call for callers that disagree, and you can always call if you disagree. It's that if you really, really disagree, and you really think that I'm a Russian agent, you really think Trump's a Russian agent, you really think I should be censored, you really think that Trump's done something wrong, and you're upset about what's happening to the economy, whatever it is, I want to hear from you about your perspective and how you can defend all the continued fake news about Trump and Russia that they put out over and over again. Because remember, back in December and January, they said, oh, we've got all the intercepts. We've got the NSA wiretaps is the old term, but that's not what they are. We have all the recordings of Trump colluding with the Russians. So watch out. It's all going to come out. And Trump went, well, that's illegal. Plus, I didn't do that, but the fact that you're leaking intercepts and they're illegal intercepts and you've unmasked public figures and U.S. citizens, you're going to go to jail. So they went, oh, we never said that. We never said we had intercepts. That's insane. You're crazy. Alex Jones is crazy. Remember, specifically, they claimed I made it up because I had a memory and had thousands of news articles where they'd said it, and I was showing the news articles on air saying, look how dumb they think you are. Really, all this show has is a memory. And so you read the transcripts, you read what Trump's doing, and it sounds like you've got the ace of spades in there or something, really getting stuff done, which we've already seen the country come roaring back, and respect for the nation and so many things there, and they're trying to obstruct it and block it. Do they have any idea? Can they think 2 feet in front of their nose, 1 inch in front of their nose? Can they think about the next steps that happen if they assassinate Trump or they have the fake grand jury indict Trump? Then they'll create the illusion that he's supposed to go to jail or step down and, oh, the president's not responding to the grand jury's subpoena. The president's not responding to show up because he's not supposed to, or any two-bit grand jury or jury could do something like this under control. It's its own branch of government. You don't see local courts indicting the Congress, do you? The entire Congress, you can't do that. Well, with the president, he's the entire executive. This is a power play. It's illegal. It's sickening. So the question is, if you get what you want, the embarrassment of the president, people that have been threatened with jail time, lying about the president, and then having the indictment in the House and the trial in the Senate on a giant nothing burger, when they're the ones in bed with Russia, where do you see this going? What do you think's going to happen? Do you think they're going to indict him before Christmas is what they're currently discussing doing, according to my sources in D.C. And hell, you've seen the Democrats come out and say, he's about to be indicted, I can quit my job now. We saw Overman do that last week. They believe they're going to indict him before Christmas. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying right now, they're saying they intend to. And they're behaving like they mean to do it. Like sticking their finger in a light socket. So here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And people that disagree will go to the head of the line, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, by the way. Agree, disagree, you're welcome. I want to hear from you, 877-789-2539. And please, I don't want any joke callers, okay, that call up and act like they're a liberal. There are real ones out there. Some of them can actually form sentences. On the street, all they say is, F you, we're going to get you Russian agent. Well, I'm trying to give those folks a chance to call in person to person and actually on a platform, because nowhere Owen Schroyer goes, nowhere Millie Weaver goes, or any of our reporters on the street, 99% of these people will not talk to us. They will not discuss anything with us. It's crazy. They have no intellectual argument. Well, here's your chance to prove me wrong. 877-789-ALEX. Now, briefly, there's only a minute to break. We have new specials this week. DNA Force has been back in stock for a little while. It is going to sell out the next few weeks. We may not have any more for another 2 months because we're doing a reformulation right now, because of availability of some of the things that are in it. The BioPQQ, the CoQ10, all of it. It's 33% off this flagship product. Other leading competitors are 2-3 times the cost that ours is because of markup. At $99, it is an incredible deal because you're talking $50-something dollars of product in there. I mean, it's amazing what it does for your cells, for nerve regrowth, for energy. It's patented. It's documented. DNA Force is amazing, but it's very, very hard to source and produce because it is such a complex formula, and that's why it's sold out half the time. Well, despite that, I'm selling it 33% off, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And we also have other new specials this week, 50% off on Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver in it. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And Vitamineral Fusion is amazing. It's 50% off as well. Your funding isn't just needed. It's critical. So thank you for your support, InfoWarsStore.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.